Today in Myanmar, Pope Francis did not mention the Rohingya Muslims in a highly anticipated speech. More than 600,000 Rohingya have fled to neighboring Bangladesh because of the violence committed against them by Myanmar's military. The military denies it has raped and murdered civilians, but the U.S. and the U.N. have called the violence ethnic cleansing. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli is traveling with the Pope. She joins us from Yangon on Skype. And Sylvia, tell us more about the Pope's speech. What do you make of the way he handled the Rohingya issue?
Well, you know, this year the Pope had singled out the Rohingya by name in several of his public appeals denouncing their persecution. But local church leaders had beseeched Francis not to use the word Rohingya here in Myanmar. It's a very polarizing name in this country because the Buddhist majority considers the Rohingya Muslims illegal migrants who come from Bangladesh, even though they have lived here for many generations. And this is a very widespread conviction here. Local Catholics fear that if the Pope did say the word, Buddhist nationalists and the military that has been waging the crackdown against the Rohingya could carry out reprisals against Catholics and other Christian minorities.
Why do they think that? Why do they think that it would be difficult for Catholics if the Pope had used the term Rohingya?
Well, they just fear because they really hate this group, and they fear if the Pope took their side, well, there's a very strong Buddhist nationalist movement here, and we see what the military has been doing, and the Christians are a very small, unprotected minority. Like, there are many, many other minorities here also in the country, and the Christians are one of them, the Catholics also.
Does it hurt the Pope's credibility outside of Myanmar at all that he didn't bring this up directly?
Well, we'll have to see. Certainly, I think that human rights activists here and outside, and of course the Rohingya themselves, are very, very disappointed by the Pope's semantic balancing act. But you know, he spoke indirectly. He did say, he spoke very clearly about the need for that every single ethnic group and their identity, none excluded, should be respected. He made a strong statement. He went around it. He didn't give them by name, but the words, the buzzwords, were there.
Now, before the speech, Pope Francis met with Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, the Nobel Peace Prize winner who has been harshly criticized for not doing more to help the Rohingya. Do we know anything about what was discussed at that meeting and what she has said about the Rohingya during the Pope's visit?
We do not know what they said privately. This was also not their first meeting. They had met in May at the Vatican when the Vatican and Myanmar established diplomatic relations for the first time. It was, and in her public speech today, she did not mention the Rohingya, as I believe she never has. But she did refer to the region where the crackdown is centered. She said that in the Rakhine state, there's been an erosion of trust and understanding, harmony and cooperation. That's as much as sort of she went there. And then, as I said, the Pope stressed that the importance is on respecting human rights of every group and its identity, none excluded.
Now, this is day two of the Pope's 4-day visit to Myanmar. What's the rest of his trip look like? What's the schedule?
Well, tomorrow he will celebrate Mass here in Yangon with the Catholic community, and then he's going to meet with the country's top body of Buddhist monks. Also today, earlier today, before going to the capital, he had a meeting with representatives of the various religions. He's going to push a lot on this whole interreligious dialogue. I think this is also something that he's going to stress very much. He thinks that peace can only be reached through respect of all the religious groups. And then on Friday, he goes to Bangladesh, a mostly Muslim nation. There, the Catholic community is very small, but it plays an important role in the welfare system with a very wide network of schools, hospitals, and clinics that cater to all citizens. And it's in Bangladesh that the Pope will finally meet with a group of Rohingya refugees. So once again, everybody will be closely listening to see if this time outside of Myanmar, he will say their name in public.
That's NPR's Sylvia Pajoli in Yangon in Myanmar. Sylvia, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And by the way, on this trip so far, no Pope mobile. The Pope's been in a small car with the windows down. Sylvia tells us he likes to be amongst the people.